Good evening. You're listening to Going Global for Spirit with Elaine Ireland on bbsradio.com. We are the number one worldwide internet talk radio network on the planet. That's what they tell me. And in a few moments, I'll give you two phone numbers, one that will be a worldwide number and another one that is shared by the United States and Canada. So get something to write with and write on. We'll do that in a minute. Meanwhile, Chris Kopasz is back with us to talk about her growth and her journey. She's sharing her journey with us from almost the very beginning, almost. And periodically, she's going to be with us and let us know that where she is on her journey and how she got there, and let you folks out there know that maybe some of the same things are happening to you, and no, you're not crazy, and it's all okay. Welcome back, Chris.
Hello. Good to be here.
Welcome. I'm so excited about you being back. I know we have tons to talk about because it was May the 2nd of last year when you were here for the first time and the last time, and I can't believe it's been that long.
I know.
A year.
Neither can I.
A
lot happened. Yes.
Where do we start? Are you still going to the school? Tell folks where you started your actual, I guess, formal teachings. Where is the school? What's the name of it?
I originally started at Camp Chesterfield, which is located in Indiana. Chesterfield, Indiana, exactly. And that was in March of last year.
Wow. And you'd made tremendous strides from March, April, and May. However, I have to let everybody know that whenever we get involved in things like that, we feel pulled to do that. We're already on the path. And when did you notice, Chris, that you had an interest in all of this, that something was pushing or pulling you to get more information and more development? About how long before you actually found the school?
I would say probably 2 years beforehand, through working with a medium here in Austin, and also then I began taking energy classes, say in Reiki and other forms, and I started realizing I had all these gifts that were opening up, and I didn't know what to do with them, and that's what led me to Camp Chesterfield.
How did you find Chesterfield?
I'm sorry?
How did you find Chesterfield?
I went to, actually, a psychic fair in Austin, and I was getting a reading with a lady there, and she had said to me, which every time I would get a reading, they would ask me why I wasn't doing that, and I would always use the excuse of, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what you're talking about. You know, I don't really see that happening for me. And she finally said, you know, get it going. What's happening here? Why aren't you doing it? And I said my same spiel, and she said that she had attended this school and referred me to the website. So I began researching it, and last March I flew up there by myself to Chesterfield, Indiana, and I can tell you when I first got there, I kept thinking I must have lost my mind. Here I was in the middle of nowhere, and when I first got to the campgrounds, it was early enough that there weren't very many people there yet, and so it just felt like it was a desolate little school area. But, of course, as the troops started arriving, it ended up being an eye-opening experience, and it really has helped change my life.
Were there people there that were on different levels, but somehow everybody communicated and shared well?
Yes. I mean, there were people, obviously, the teachers are all reverends. This is a spiritualist schooling, and so they had been there for years and were very well developed. And then there's the students who some had been there for, you know, 2, 3, 4 years. And then there were the newbies, but everyone seemed to be able to find a definite common ground.
When we say school, we mean that it's a learning process. I've not had the pleasure of going there, but is it a pass or fail? Do you take tests? Because a lot of people are afraid of schooling as such.
The pass or fail comes if you are actually attending that program because you want to get your minister's license. If you are strictly going there for classes, what you do is they teach classes on chakras and meditation and auras, and that they get even more extensive if you want to go into the biblical studies and moving towards your ministership. But if you take the classes, you get credit for taking the class. You are not tested out on that class.
While we take our breath, let me give you the phone numbers. Be thinking, Chris, about the first thing you want to talk about. I bet you already know. In the meanwhile, that worldwide phone number, and that means if you're in Europe or Asia or any place except the United States or Canada, this is the number for you, 877-489-6350. 877-489-6350. If you live in the United States or Canada, you share a number, 1-888-228-4494. Let me give that to you again. 1-888-228-4494. So, call in. This is an uninterrupted hour. We don't have any sponsors. So, give us a call. She's here to answer your questions, and we're here to help you and give you encouragement and help you along your own journey. We can't tell you how to do the journey, but we can support you how you do it, however you decide to do it, and when you do it. We don't want you out there hanging out thinking that you're nuts. So, okay, what's the first thing that you want to share between May of last year and now? Have you noticed any patterns in your growth?
Oh, huge. And, you know, if I were going to touch on particular, just a general subject, I would say the most important part is staying plugged in. That meaning taking classes or staying involved somehow, you know, as meditation is important to do every day, the practical use of your gifts also are important, and to share them with others. And so the last year, I can honestly say I've just been really, I looked back at my calendar, and every single month I was participating in some sort of a, whether it was a fair or a class that I was taking. And not all of them at Camp Chesterfield. I also took a lot, you know, where I live in Austin.
From different
sources. I took a class from Karen Anderson on animal communication, and I've taken classes on, let's see, I'm looking back here. Oh, I took a palmistry class with Joe Nichols, and then I've participated in several events myself. So, and really, I'd have to say what I think the booster was doing the student fair in July that we participated in. It was huge to be able to start that way because it was such a confidence booster. I think what helped with that, if I might get a little further into that, is the fact that as it was arranged, the people were able to come and they didn't have to pay a huge entrance fee. So there was a lot of people that came, and then the people that read strictly worked for tips only. So no one was forced to have to pay a fee. People could come that not necessarily could afford it otherwise. And so we ended up having a huge turnout. And I was busy all day long, and there was no pressure. And I just, I can't tell you the confidence I received from just doing the readings for people that obviously wanted to be there and were enjoying the process.
It was a fun fair. We call it the Next Generation Fair, and it's meant for people that, like Chris at the time, that are beginning or have never done a fair before. And it's purposely kind of a little bit crowded, so readers, they must all be new readers of multiple talents. They have to be referred by either a teacher or somebody who knows them and knows that they're growing and have talent. And Chris was one of those folks that was referred by several teachers and or mentors, whatever you want to call them. So she was busy. It was a great fair. It also gives readers an opportunity to figure out if that's really what they want to do. Not everybody wants to do fairs, but they'll do private readings. And I've had several say that wasn't going to be their ball of wax, but they continue doing it. I've just watching everybody that day, it was really neat to watch everybody interact. So I'm glad that you got from that fair exactly what it was intended to do. which was confidently
huge, and just it enabled me to see what to expect for when I stepped into, you know, the big kids league is what I call it. So where I'm actually charging for my services. So it was a wonderful confidence booster.
You're now doing that professionally now. In fact, you're already teaching classes, which I think is just wonderful.
Yes. We have a huge workshop coming up next month that Spirit has helped me put together with several, you know, wonderful presenters as well as myself speaking about all these subjects. It's going to be on developing your psychic abilities and also on energy, and we're also going to do some readings at the workshop. And so I've already had a lot of interest shown in it, and I think we're going to end up, it's just going to be an incredible experience.
It's a two-day workshop. So those of you that are in the Austin area, do you have your website set up yet?
No, I do not. However, they can send an email at this time. That's what I was also going to address tonight, as I'm working on my website, which I can give that what I'm going to have as my web address. Should hopefully be up in the next 2 weeks.
Go ahead and give that along with your email and phone number.
Okay. The web address, which is not set up yet, but it's going to be www.ledbyspirit.net.
All right. Ledbyspirit.net.
Yes.
We'll give that out again before the end of the show, too. And your email right now where they could reach you and a phone number?
Is spiritualhealing@live.com.
LIVE.com?
Yes.
Okay,
spiritualhealing@live.com.
Okay, and phone number?
512 area code 750-1511.
All right, we'll give those numbers out again, folks. And speaking of numbers, your worldwide number is 877-489-6350. USA and Canada, 1-888-228-4494. This is Going Global for Spirit with Elaine Ireland on bbsradio.com. Chris Kopasz is back with us to talk about her growth, to let you guys know out there that you're not by yourself, that everybody has their own path, and sometimes we get a little wonky with it, or we get a little bit scared. So she's sharing her experiences. Speaking of scared, what has been the most challenging, the scariest, the most exciting bump in the road
for you? Well, I'd have to address, I don't know that they're all the same, but I would say that the scariest one is learning to have more confidence in what you get. In many readings, I'll have somebody sit there and stare at me kind of blankly, and early on, I'd feel like I needed to punt, like, okay, I'm not getting it, they're not getting it, and it would disturb my pattern and my process. And when I realized that I needed to have more confidence in what I was getting, Spirit was giving it to me for a reason, I can honestly say probably 9 times out of 10, they may walk away and may not be sure about who the person was or what that subject was about. They'll come back and tell me, oh, you know what, I just remembered, you know, where this came from or who this person was. And so if I just let the information flow through me as it comes, then it really has made it a much easier process, because it used to just terrify me. As far as being joyful, is the most exciting is just being able to give back to somebody that my sitter or people I'm reading for, you know, they've come in and they've lost a loved one. And when you are allowing them to connect with this person that they have lost and they've, you know, obviously are needing to connect with, it's just a huge sense of joy when you can see the relief, the knowing that this energy and this person is still around them. It's been a true blessing.
Challenging?
The most challenging?
Your most challenging. So far.
That would definitely have to be allowing the process as it is, every now and then you will have somebody sit with you that, or even come to the fairs that are pretty much a skeptic, or they're just wanting to make sure that you give them some form of validation. And so the challenging part for me is working through that barrier, that wall, because, of course, the more open the person is that sits down and is available emotionally, mentally, spiritually, and ready for the process, it flows. But then you get the ones that are skeptics that aren't sure how they feel about it, and it's taken me a while to move beyond that, which I think also fits into your confidence area.
There's another kind of challenge, too, that goes, if I may do a sub-question under the word challenge.
Okay.
When you're growing and topics are being presented to you or you're meditating and you get information, how do you differentiate between, yes, that's for me, or that's for my ego, or that's for my spirit, or that they're telling me that I need to learn something else? How do you separate all that so you can get to the point where you do readings and you do healings if you're going to do that, where you get to the work point?
I think it's a matter of, I also work with a development group of people, and we meet weekly, and I get to see how everyone, each of us, is at our stage or our development. And it's been a wonderful opportunity for each of us to be able to talk about, there's that openness and honesty of, this is what I see and this is what I feel. And then we get to walk away from that and go, I might need to look at that. And that's been a huge process for me. As far as meditating and spending time with spirit, I think the biggest challenge, of course, for most people and for myself is that to get your mind to stop chattering, and to allow, the only time I really am going to sit back and go, okay, this is not me, this is spirit, is when I can sit and be quiet and allow those thoughts to come in. When my mind's going 90 miles an hour, that's when I start questioning, okay, where'd that come from? Was that me?
Mm-hmm.
So,
what level of me does that belong to?
Correct. And what? And as you're saying, is it the ego, or is it the person that literally is needing the information, wanting the information, and wanting to grow? Or are you feeding off your ego?
You know what? Or somebody else's ego, reacting to their words or the energy that they've tried to drop in your lap.
That's actually, you just brought up an interesting, that's also been a huge challenge of learning how to protect myself as far as, because I am very intuitive and empathic, other people's energy that are around me. And so that's also where you're going, okay, where's this coming from? I wasn't feeling this 5 minutes ago. And so having to learn how to discern between the two as well as that.
And what do you do with it when you do figure out that somebody is either trying to drop a negative energy on you or inadvertently? So how do you handle that? What kind of filter do you create?
Well, I kind of go through a process. The first part is I imagine myself surrounded in white light and ask for protection. And I usually will say, a little silent prayer. Or I also have learned, if I'm still having a hard time, I will send that person love. So even if they're having a hard time, I know that by sending them love energetically, that will also affect the situation. And then if it continues, sometimes I just have to remove myself from that environment. But most of the time I'm able to deal with it.
And as you get more experience, it'll be easier, quote unquote, you're already at that point, but there are folks out there that are still struggling with that part, I'm sure, and that's just an encouragement on my part. Just learn what method works for you and know that it will get easier in time, and don't be afraid of. I almost finished a sentence, but I'd like to go back and say that there's a lot of fear when it comes to growing. or there can be.
Mm-hmm.
There can be a lot of fear. And how did you deal with the fear of what people would think about you? Did it chip away at your confidence? How did you handle the fear of growth? You know, you start hearing things in your head, you start seeing things. How did you, did that scare you? And if it did, how did you deal with it?
I think that, of course, would have to be on everyone as an individual basis, how they deal with things. Because in my case, I've always been, even the kid that was, guess what, Mom and Dad, I'm just, this is who I am and this is who I'm going to be. And I've handled that even today with what I'm doing with my parents, and because they've always been very supportive of that. As far as being around others that I know are not as open-minded to it, I may not upfront volunteer the information. I will send them love and light. If the discussion does come up, then I always come from a place of love and light and stick to my belief systems. And we have had situations where we've lost friends and close people that matter to us. And what I believe is that as they continue, hopefully, to grow in their own process, that they will either, you know, come back around or they won't. But I just feel like I have to be true to myself.
Good. That's a confidence thing, folks, that she just said. She has to be true to herself. And I've heard other developing folks say that if they're not, then, and they don't continue on their pattern, their journey, even slowly, they'll either get sick, financially they'll go wonky, and I don't mean to scare anybody, but those are just things that have happened to other people. If you don't at least give in to spirit a little bit and try to grow on your path so that you can help others, there are consequences, some more severe than others, but and sometimes things just don't go well, and you lose your confidence in working with it. But if you trust spirit, whatever that spirit is for you, you'll be fine. What are three major points that you realized that you couldn't turn back? At least,
I'm sorry,
at least
phone,
one or two.
My phone cut out, Elaine. Could you repeat that?
What are at least two or three major points or times in your growth in this last year where you realized there was no turning back?
I would definitely have to say that there were some certain rocky roads. I would do, say, in August, I flew to Chicago and did the Mind, Body, Spirit Expo Fair. And that was one of those that I came back saying, I don't know if I want to do this, you know. So I had some of those moments. It was the flight. There had been bad weather. The turnout at the fair wasn't as hoped. And I just kept going, okay, maybe I'm just not cut out for this. And but I got back, and I've had since then so many phenomenal experiences that, and as I continue to grow, that I know that I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. Because as that continues, things just continue to flow. And I'm not saying I don't have challenges or that spirit doesn't, I certainly have those challenges thrown against me, because I know that what I keep in mind in that time is that it's for growth. But as I began to follow my path, as you would say, everything has fallen more into place. And that has allowed me to have more confidence. I'm like, you know, isn't this just amazing? Every time I turn around, something new and something that reconfirms that I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing.
And you have to listen, folks, to those little inner voices and notice the quote-unquote coincidences that come up. And there's even a timeline and a mentorship that goes along with anybody's journey if we allow that to happen. And Chris has been allowing that to happen. So I'm real proud of what you're doing. I get to watch it.
I get to watch it.
Your growth.
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome.
Yeah, I've been enjoying it a lot.
Speaking of timelines, our shows are archived on bbsradio.com. And when I say our, I mean most all of the shows. On station 1 and 2. I don't know about the music station. If it's archived, it would probably tell you on the home page of bbsradio.com. Now, there is a small membership fee, and I mean small. You can do a month-to-month. You can do 4 months, 6 months, a year, I think. And all those numbers, those dollar numbers, are on the BBS Radio homepage, .com page. And you can get into any of the archives with that. So you could hear Chris's first May the 2nd, 07 interview and see what was happening there with her and continue to hear her growth, which I think is cool. So anyway, okay, I'm not hearing the phone ring, folks. I'd like to have a couple of phone calls for Chris this evening. 877-489-6350, that's worldwide, and then United States and Canada, 1-888-228-4494. She will be glad to answer any questions that you call in with, and she has an answer for. She doesn't. She probably knows somebody that does. So what are your newest challenges or what you're planning to do over, say, the next 6 months? What do you want to accomplish? What else do you want to learn or develop?
Well, it's been interesting. I think over the last year, I felt the need to go to all these classes and do all these different things, and it was like because I wanted more as a sponge. And just in the last probably month or so, it really has hit me that, as my spirit guides have talked to me about, it's time to be still and listen. And so right now I'm in a process. I'm getting prepared to do the workshop, and we are pretty much living on faith. We're in the process of possibly selling our home, and we're looking futuristically into purchasing some land and having a healing center on that. And it really, at this point, is completely living on faith.
When you say healing center, what will that include?
What I really foresee with that is more, it's going to be a lot of teachings of helping people develop their own intuitions and their own gifts. We also do a lot of energy work. When you get involved in this field, that pretty much goes hand in hand. And so we'll be doing a lot of that, and we're hoping to have a center for, and I'm not quite sure what to call it yet, but it will be a place, a spiritualist center, as we call it, where we can have any type of services, and it's just going to be phenomenal. But it's still in the planning, and right now we're just in that planning process. So it's really sitting back and listening and following what Spirit wants us to do.
But you know, as soon as you find the land, start developing the businesses, the buildings, everything will fall into place.
Yes, it's kind of like I always think about that movie with Kevin Costner, "Build It and They Will Come."
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I just know, I have faith that we're doing what we're being led to do. So that's pretty much where I am. I do have also plans to have, besides the workshop, I do individual or private readings, but I'm also thinking about having a development class. We'll probably meet once every 2 weeks, a development class for beginners that are wanting to develop their psychic or mediumship, and that I'm really excited about because I'm having more and more people approach me on this. As people around me are seeing this, they're actually like, wow, how do you do that? I want to do that. And so, you know, I'm really looking forward to that.
And again, you can reach her by her website is going to be www.ledbyspirit.net. You can reach her. Give the phone numbers again.
512-750-1511. And also my email address at this time until the website is established is spiritualhealing@live.com.
spiritualhealing@live.com. So if you have any questions about future classes or if you want to book a reading, healing session with her, those are the ways to reach her. But keep checking for the ledbyspirit.net. I bet that's going to be a neat website.
Yeah, it's in the works.
You've studied multiple subjects, and of course I encourage everybody to do that. You know, it's attend at least one or two classes other than what you think you're in love with, or five or six or ten, because you learn from all of it, and you will eliminate, but you'll also enhance what you, the method that you finally do end up working with. You were talking about going to a animal speak class with Carrie Anderson.
Yes, and that was totally off my beaten path, so it was something new.
But you learned from it.
Yes, it was huge because my daughter's interested in it, so we went together. And what one of the biggest things was when I was there, because that was so new to me, and when we would get things, that's when I would ask Karen, the teacher, I would say, okay, you know, if I'm getting this, it doesn't, you know, sound like it's the right thing. And she's the one that said, put it out there, have confidence in what you're saying. They may not understand it at the time. That's when I really started putting it together, because it was such a new subject to me. It was like being, you know, at the beginning again, because it's a totally different subject. So I always try to get into things like that, that kind of stretch and pull my comfort zone. And then that way I can walk away and go, wow, I really got something out of that, or maybe that's not for me.
But you still learned. I think of it as a process of elimination.
Yes, definitely.
At least you touched on it, yeah. And it's fed your spirit in some way, and you can not necessarily turn away from it. You can appreciate the people who do the work and support them in their own way.
Correct.
Which is great. What else do you want to share with us this evening? Go down your list.
Well, I think at this time, mainly it's about doing some things, because I don't think that everybody is in a position financially to fly to Indiana or take classes from Camp Chesterfield. I think there are a lot of things you can do on your own. But it is important to find somebody that is that can possibly be your mentor, that does have knowledge that can help you along the path. I have several that I work with, and I still go on a regular basis and, you know, check in. And one of the things I was looking back on the last year, there's a lot of things when I wasn't at camp that I did to continue with my process. And as I said, I have a group that I get together with every week, and we bring up new issues or whatever is going on with us at the time, and we also try to bring in new and different things. One thing was back in November, we had a friend, a girl in the group, invited a bunch of guests over to her house. And so it was a freebie night, per se, because we wanted to have some more experience, not necessarily at a fair. And so there was a couple of us that went, and as we were there, we did readings for these friends. And it was good because we got feedback and information that we needed. The other things I know is that I do a lot of readings, and I was going to say, if anybody out there is searching for information, there are a lot of books out there. The one I can honestly say that's closest to where I was going to school, Camp Chesterfield, one of the ladies that actually attended the school wrote a book, and it's called So You Want to Be a Medium, and her name is Rose Vanden Enden. And I bought the book, and it was really pretty fascinating because it covered a lot of the subjects that they cover at the school about the auras and the chakras, spirit guides and connections and meditation, things like that. So I've been able to continue, you know, my own studies at home. Of course, I read just about anything I can get my hands on these subjects, just because I always feel like you can learn something new. And currently we've been doing, I'm sure a lot of the people out there have heard of it, the Eckhart Tolle and Oprah Winfrey is doing a show on Monday nights on his book, A New Earth, I believe is the name of it, Awakening to Your Life's Purpose. And that's going on, I believe, for 6 to 8 weeks. So it's just a continuing process. I keep those lines going. So whether I'm at school or not, and if I'm not doing a workshop or what have you, I'm still at home doing some form of reading or connecting with my group. And it really has helped me move along tremendously.
The other book that I found to be very interesting is the Wayne Dyer's new book, Change Your Mind and Change Your Life.
I haven't read that one.
It is the Tao. It's the verses of the Tao. And on the left-hand side of the page, you'll have the verse that he's talking about, and then you'll have maybe two and a half pages, if that, of essay about explanation/essay. And it's amazing. I started reading both the Tolle book and that book at the same time. And neither one of those books, at least for me, can be read like a novel.
No,
you read a couple of pages. Yeah.
Right.
But it's amazing how they dovetail. It's almost as though they sat down in the same room and said, "Oh, I'm going to write about today," because I'm reading them both at the same time.
Okay.
It's really amazing. I'll read a couple of no more than two verses in the morning, and then in the evening sometime I'll try to read 4 or 5 pages of Tolle's book, or a chapter, if I can get there. But it's really amazing. One supports the other.
Great, I'm going to have to get that.
Yeah, it's really interesting. It's both books are, you read a bit and you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
You reread it, think about it. At least for
right.
me, it's mm-hmm. been that way.
Yeah, you can't just sit down. I know that with Eckhart Tolle's book and read a whole chapter even. Sometimes you have to sit down and read, think about it, same thing, go back.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of the books that I've been reading are really more fun stuff lately is Ruth Montgomery or Rosemary Alty. They are very well-known mediums. And I just started reading the James Van Praagh book, but I'm always interested in anything on the same line so that I can hear and get what their experience was. And I always think that's important because everybody has different gifts, can use them in a different way, and, you know, so it's always expanding and being open to the process.
Some of the older books, like by Alice Bailey, who was a little English woman in her 70s, I think, something like that. I may have the year wrong. Retired anyway from her schooling, from being a school teacher, started channeling a medium. And again, they're not easy books to read.
Mm-hmm.
But Alice Bailey, and one of my favorites is, and this is a horrible title, it's Trustees on White Magic, which...
What is it?
Doesn't have anything to do with magic. Trustees in White Magic. And from initiation, from initiation to intuition, is one of the first ones that she wrote, and it talks about the development of spirit and abilities. She's been gone for a long time, but her sons have maintained her foundation, so all of her books are still available, and her life story is now out there as well. So, but those are older books, and. And I encourage people, folks out there, when you can find some of the old ones to read, pick those up. Watch your used bookstores and...
Yeah, half-price books is a good one.
Yeah, and garage sales. I've even found some of Alice Bailey's stuff at the garage sales. And what is the one about the... Richard Bach, Illusions. That book's been around forever. But it's simply written... And yet it carries a major punch when it comes to don't be afraid of development. He went on and wrote, he and his wife went on and wrote a book called One about past lives and finding each other in spirit form. And these are all things that people start asking about. Why, like your Ruth Montgomery that you're reading about, you know, have I been here before, past lives, that kind of thing. Where do I go when I die? All of that comes up when you start walking this path, because you try to figure out, well, where does this information come from?
Right.
If we really just lay down and die, how do we know this? So anyway, so those are books that both Chris and I encourage you to at least get in and put on your shelf and read when you're ready.
I also have to add, and I can't believe I hadn't thought of this, but about a month ago, a friend had loaned me the newest DVD by Esther and Jerry Hicks, Channeling Abraham. And I think it's called The Teachings of Abraham. And I sat down to watch it one day, and I was sitting here, but I think it was before we even really got into the meat of the subject. I just all of a sudden, it was like Jesus came in the room, and my guides, it was just that loving, loving, beautiful energy. And as I started watching this, I just cried. And it was a really amazing experience for me, and as I watched it, because really what it's about is how we're all part of source energy or God energy, whatever, you know, we want to describe that as for ourselves. But, and how we can find, it's more of the law of attraction type stuff, find the positive and the love in your life. And it really was life-changing for me.
So it was Jerry and Hester Hicks' DVD about Abraham.
Yes, I think it's called The Teachings of Abraham, but I think you can even order it off their website. But
tell people
that really
about
was
Abraham.
An amazing one.
Tell people out there that may not be familiar with Abraham.
Abraham is a collective consciousness. It's a group that is of love and light, and they, I believe Esther and Jerry Hicks began this a long time ago. I also have a friend that I work with here in Austin, Linda Drake, that works with Abraham. And it's just the most loving, amazing energy. Anytime I've been able to experience that, I always just feel, I mean, I can't even explain it. There's just anything that you have going on in your life just seems to step aside for that moment when you allow that energy to come in. I've also myself been able to experience that recently because I've had a new group of energies that are working with me that came around the same time, which I think is very interesting. It was right after I watched that video, and they have introduced themselves to me as Cimarron. And what it is a group of multidimensional beings, very loving of source energy, and at first I was like, okay, I don't get this, it's kind of weird to me. but once again, allow your mind to stretch and get out of your box, and it has just been an absolutely phenomenal experience so far. I know we have lots more work to do. And so it's just a matter of being open-minded and allowing the process to flow.
Do you think that it's possible for groups to have different names but be the same group? Like Abraham could be a part of, or Cimarron to you, but could be Abraham to the Hicks?
I believe that to be so. I do know that this group, the reason they call themselves Cimarron is because evidently it's the initials, because it is more than one being. And I know that when I've watched Esther and Jerry Hicks, they joke around about the name, but they all, you know, I think she even says, and as she's channeling Abraham, so Abraham is saying this, that they like the name because they're first in the phone book. And so I know that it's done in a joking manner, but the bottom line is that, you know, that's not necessarily, there's a group, a collective consciousness. So I do believe that.
So you think it could be the same ones, just different?
It could be. It could be. And, you know, I guess there's that point where you just don't ask. It's like when I've experienced so many people that do this, and they may work with one guide, and that's all, and that's what they believe. As I've learned at Camp Chesterfield, they believe that you work with four guides that are with you all the time. And so I really think it's however that person connects and whatever they feel is working for them. But I do believe that there are many, many guides that are here to help us. And so I do believe in that, yes.
I tell people all the time, if we could see everybody in the room, it's awfully crowded in here.
Oh, yes.
You bring yours to visit, and I have mine that stay here, and your partner brings theirs, and, you know, shoulder-to-shoulder energy around.
So, right.
Yeah. I believe we had
dinner with some friends on Saturday night, and they're all part of an energy group that we go to, and we have been talking about having dinner for a long time, so we finally agreed to on Saturday night. And then, of course, I said, well, would you guys like to go get some messages? And they were like, oh, we're excited. We didn't want to ask, you know, that kind of thing. So we go up to the room that I do my readings in, and there were 10 of us in there. And the energy was so strong, and at one point we were thinking there must have been Myra was there, my partner, and she got that there was at least 30 or 40 spirits in the room with us at one time.
Mm-hmm. It's awfully crowded.
Yeah.
I wish everybody could see all of them. It's awfully crowded.
I was in the process of giving messages, just trying to filter one at a time, but I knew it was very strong in there. And so she was kind of able to sit over there and do some counting. And I was like, okay, that explains it. It was a lot of people in that room.
So do you consider yourself a medium, a channel? I think that there's a difference in there. But is that going to be your method, your favorite method?
Yes, I consider myself a medium. And I also feel that I think as far as mediumship, in my case, the psychic part kind of goes along with it. I get a lot of messages that way. But mediumship, really, I love to give messages from loved ones in spirit. As far as channeling, that is, I do see that as a little different in the manner that
mm-hmm.
I see it as when I'm, say, giving a direct message from a loved one, as in almost a state of trance.
Right.
That to me is channeling. And I do that a lot also. That is one of the things I'm working on to allow that process. That is, in itself, is trust. Allowing the trusting process and letting go of any fear of letting the spirit speak directly through you. And so there's some letting go going on with that myself. And so that's what I'm going to continue to try to develop.
And sometimes when you feel a spirit coming through, they can be a scary spirit.
Yeah, most of the time in my regular reading rooms, I haven't had any of that, but I have experienced it. I go to homes with my group, and we do house cleansings, and I have definitely come into contact with a couple of very negative energies, some spirits that were scary. And I would have to say in those situations, lots of light and lots of angels.
come in, please.
Yeah, so I've definitely had those experiences as well.
This is Chris Topaz. She's sharing with us her growth, and she'll be back with us along the way. It's been almost a year now. We'll try not to make it be that long before she's back. But her purpose in being with us on the show is to share her experiences in case someone out there in Radio Land needs to relate to the experiences and know that it's okay. Because there could be somebody out there that has no one. They're receiving dreams, they're receiving information, they have some sort of drive to read books, and maybe they live in Alaska in the middle of nowhere or up on a mountain. And so Chris is kind enough to and open enough to share her bumps in the road and her joys in the road so that you folks out there will know that, no, you're not crazy. and it's really not anything to be afraid of. And if she or I can help you with any hints along the way to help you not be afraid of your growth or direct you, like to some books that we just mentioned, we'll be glad to do that. We haven't had any phone calls for Chris this evening, and Spirit tells me that you guys are out there, so at least call in and say hello. Worldwide, 877-489-6350. That's worldwide, United States and Canada. Please call 1-888-228-4494. This is Elaine Ireland. You are going global for Spirit on bbsradio.com with Chris Kopasz and myself. Chris is Spiritual Healing at live.com is one way to reach her to find out what events she's going to be performing at. You're going to be at the Austin Fair in April, aren't you, Chris?
No, I'm actually having to have a medical procedure done.
Uh-oh.
Okay. So nothing severe, but I'm not going to be able to be at the one in April. I am going to do the next one. I think that's in August.
Good guess. And I don't know.
I think it is, and so that is the plan. So in April, the end of April is when we're doing our workshop, but I'm not going to be able to be at the psychic fair at the first part of April.
Tell folks what this workshop is about. I know that it's a two-day workshop, and I know it's a little bit about it, but is it meant for beginners? Is it, what is it?
I plan on, I really feel like it can be as, you know, even as I go to school, the different energies of people. But we are going to have a day where we are going to mainly talk about the importance of protection and meditation and opening your chakras. And then we're going to have, you know, have some fun with auras and then connecting with your spirit guides. Also, we're going to have a lot of other special speakers. Elaine will be speaking there. We're also going to have a presentation by Myra on orbs. And
I'm excited about that. I'm excited about that one.
Yeah, she's really been just totally, she loves it. And we have lots of orb pictures and lots of information to share. Linda Drake is going to be talking about messages of empowerment. And we're going to talk about the different principles of energy work. I have Adrian Goff that's going to be talking about crystal healing. I have Lisa West that's going to talk about reflexology. And then Neil and Elizabeth Carmen will be addressing the use of essential oils in replacement of antibiotics. So
they are amazing.
Yes. And so I think it's going to be just a power-packed Saturday night after all the workshop stuff. We're going to have gallery readings where several of the mediums and psychics are going to be giving messages to, you know, the people that take the class. So it's just going to be, I think it's going to be a great weekend.
It's going to be a busy weekend.
Yes.
And the fun thing about doing these workshops, folks, is that not only the instruction that you receive, but the people you meet. I really believe that in classes, 50% of why you're there is to interact with the other folks in the class. And sometimes lifelong relationships bloom from that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so important. There's just an element of doing it in a class form, whether you're sitting around a kitchen table or actually sitting in a classroom, it's so important. Her phone number, Chris's phone number, is area code 512-750-1511, where you can reach her to make appointments and find out more about her future plans. Let's say in about 6 months we'll have you back, Chris. How about that?
That sounds good. And what I'm getting is maybe for some as well, we can do a little bit of message work. I think people are always interested in calling in and getting some messages from Spirit. I don't mind doing that either, and if you want to try that in about 6 months.
Well, you're ready now, but absolutely.
So okay.
If you're listening out there, we're going to spread her wings a little bit, and she'll share her expertise on the next show. So get those questions. In the meantime, if you have questions, you can reach her through the website or through her email and her phone number and set up a private time to do a reading. Are you doing a lot of readings now? I bet you are, aren't you?
I am, in the sense that I'm trying to work it around the schedule. We live so far out that what I'm doing is I'm doing a lot of readings at home. I also do them, like I said, in group settings. And so it's definitely starting to, it's going to bloom. I can feel it now. We're ready to have an explosion here anytime now with this process. So,
yeah, and after this workshop, it's going to hit. After I'd say May or June, it's really going to hit you.
Yeah,
Spirit's going to let you recover.
Right. I'm feeling that on that level, Spirit's telling me to get ready. So
mm-hmm.
right now, it's just a lot of getting things done to get ready.
Well, as a group and listeners, if we can help you in any way, challenge you in any way, let us know. Support
right.
you in any way. We're going to have to sign off. But
okay.
Thank you so much, world, for having been with us. This is Elaine Ireland, Going Global for Spirit. You can find me at elaineirelandpsychic.com or area code 512-922-4723. Next week, we will have Kate Braun back with us to talk about the spring equinox. And in the meantime, Chris, happy learning, and thank you so much for sharing your work and your time with us. I appreciate it a lot.
Thank you for having me.
Good night, everybody. Be safe.
Good night.
Don't forget to share a smile. Good night.